Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Put it in play. Caden Plumlee back to Quincy Blakely. Plumlee and Blakely probably will work for a good one here at the end of the half. That ball is tipped. Now loose in the backcourt, and a timeout taken by Coach Thatcher. 20 seconds remaining. We'll take a quick timeout. 39-20. River Valley leads Richland Center on WRCO Sports.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. The Blackhawks have led in this game by as many as 28. It's down to 19 points between them with 20 seconds remaining in the half. Ball comes into Blakely. River Valley ball. Backdoor picked off by Jaden Shep. Shep for the ball. The Hornets will try to get a look at it. Bosworth driving the other way with 12 seconds down to the corner. Ball fake Palmer. He'll take a shot. It's on the way. In and out. Rebound Fingerson. Fingerson powers back up. It's blocked and a foul called on River Valley. Hornets will shoot two. So going to the line, Liam Fingerson. 2 points tonight. He has his first trip to the stripe. And he will be shooting two. A couple of dribbles for Fingerson. In the air, and it is good. Liam will get one more. 39-21. The Hornets continue to start crawling back a little bit. This one in the air, and that one is good. 39-22, the ball game score. In the backcourt, it's the Blackhawks. 2-1. Halftime, Jackson Thatcher. Half-court shot on the way, no good. And that'll do it for one half of basketball. River Valley with a huge lead, but it's down to 17. At half, and you think, like, well, that's a huge lead, but it was 28 with 4:34 to go, so the Hornets have made a little bit of a comeback here in the first half. 39-22, River Valley leads Richland Center tonight in area boys basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
While the girls are wrestling the conference meet tonight in Belmont, going on tomorrow, it will be action for the area boys wrestlers. River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic talked to us this week about the teams to beat at Prairie du Chien in the SWC-SWAL clash.
Prairie's a pretty solid team, but honestly, the way Mineral Point wrestles tournaments, they're going to have a lot of placers, and that's how you win the conference clash. And Iowa Grant is going to do the same thing. They're going to have a lot of place winners as well. For the SWC, Prairie is one of the top ones, but as a tournament team, Belmont Platteville is going to shake a lot of things up, to be honest with you. So there's about four or five, in my opinion, that could personally win it just because of the amount of place winners they're going to have.
It is, as you mentioned, you have a little bit of a risk, but you also want some top competition before next weekend, and you got a week to recover as well, don't you?
Yeah, and if you beat somebody, then you get a better seed, you know, because there was one year, I think it was 3 years ago, we wrestled the same exact teams, all seven of them that were at Clash were in our regional. So it was very interesting. So there's times where, yes, you do want to wrestle to make sure you get that number one seed if possible, but there's nothing wrong with getting film on kids and learning what their best move is and what their go-to move from the bottom is. That way you can game plan for them because, as I said, you're going to be wrestling these kids 4 times in a row potentially because of how good the wrestling is around this area.
Dan Makovic, also Silas Coleman of Richland Center, their head coach, weighed in with us this week.
It's a very impressive tournament. I mean, you look at the results that we get out of the conference tournament, and then you look at the regional sectional state tournaments in the next coming weeks, and a lot of those guys that we have that are wrestling in the finals and maybe even the third place matches at this conference tournament, they're the ones that are qualifying through to the state tournament and placing down there. And so I think it's a really tough tournament. It's a really good test for everybody to see where they're at.
What do you think the team to beat will be this weekend?
Oh, man, there's going to be some really good teams there. Obviously, Fenimore has been a team from the SWAL that's been really good. Iowa Grant's been really good as well. From the SWC, we have Prairie du Chien. Belmont Platteville's been doing really good this year. So I think right now it's kind of up for grabs for who's going to take that team title.
What are your numbers going to be like for the conference tournament this weekend, Silas?
I'm looking for us to probably be, 10 to 12 guys in the roster for this weekend. And I'm just kind of trying to still see where everybody's at, but I'm hoping to have 10 to 12 guys.
Wrestling action will begin on the radio tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. For the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Youth basketball playing out there right now, doing a good job. At halftime, River Valley leading Richland Center 39-22. The Blackhawks, led by Caleb Drakenberg with 14 first half points, 5 each for Houston Thatcher and Quincy Blakely, 4 points by Lucas Klein, and 3 for Sam Poppy and Jackson Thatcher. Also, Caden Plumley has 3, and Sumner Knockreiner has 2. For Richland Center, 8 for Jaden Shep, 4 points each for Liam Fingerson and Wes Bosworth. Brady Dosh and Trayton Shep each have a 3. Richland Center at one point trailed in the game by a total of 28 points That was with 4:34 remaining in the half. And here, as we get to the start of the second half, Hornets are only down by 17. Again, that's quite an accomplishment. The River Valley came out and played probably as well as they could play, shot as well as they could shoot, had a really good start here to the game this evening. We'll have more coming up in a moment. 39-22, River Valley in the lead of Richland Center and area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped." Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast. I'm just going to wait here in the shower.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Battle of the mascots here. The Hawk and the Hornet were going at it. Homer the Hornet is here. Ball comes in and River Valley has it, leading 39-22. Down to Drakenberg, back door, looking for the near side, Keegan Heiser. And the Hawks instead take it back out and will set it up here. Richland Center in a man-to-man defense. River Valley has primarily played a 2-3 zone tonight. Blakely with the basketball. Looks, fires it back to Klein. He looks to the inside, nothing there. Now Lucas fires it off to Heiser, meets it on the right wing. Heiser back to Thatcher. Houston, now to Drakenberg, way outside, guarded by Garrison Weiss. Pass comes left side for Blakely. River Valley taking some time off, down to Drakenberg. He'll challenge low, takes a shot, it's short, and the rebound by Garrison Weiss. Back to Jaden Shep, and the Hornets will push it the other way. Jaden Shep, top of the key, River Valley again in that zone. Fingerson down to the baseline. It's Dush. Around the wheel, Shep, Fingerson. Bosworth on the inside. Challenges, got a shot good, and he is fouled. So Wes Bosworth, now a total of 6 points, brings his team within 15. It is 29-39 to 24, I should say. And the Blackhawks commits the foul. Free throw by Bosworth is no good. Missed his first. Tipped around, and now it's going to be rebounded by the Blackhawks. Ball comes to the near side. Caught, and now taking it back to the far side is Thatcher. 15-point game now. The Hornets have been able to erase at least 13 from that deficit. Top of the key, Blakely. Blakely looking up in there. Fires over to Thatcher. Houston back to Klein. Near half court, back to Jackson. Three on the way, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Brady Dosh. Brady with the ball, brings it across the timeline. Swings it up to Jaden Shep. Jaden with the ball on the left side, back to the right side, Fingerson. Now back to Jaden, long shot on the way, it is no good. Rebound down low by Keegan Heiser. Heiser with the outlet pass. Thatcher across half court. Left wing, Klein just up to the baseline. 2 minutes into the second half. River Valley by 15. Klein uses the dribble, brings it back to Blakely. Right side, Thatcher. Thatcher lobs. It's Keegan Heiser, top of the circle. River Valley back to the left side. Down low, ball fake for Heiser. Skips it back to the near side. Blakely for a three, in and out. Rebound, Klein, knocked away by Dosh, picked up by Thatcher. Houston back to the corner. Klein on a drive, dishes. Here's Blakely for a three on the way. Good. His first three, and that makes it 42-24. Good movement and good patience for River Valley that time. Jaden Shep across half court. Jaden moves it over to Liam Fingerson. Fingerson now back to Jaden Shep on the left wing. Right wing Fingerson. Inside Bosworth, turns around, little 10-foot rainbow on the rim and good. Bosworth makes it 42-26. River Valley ball, Thatcher across half court. Both teams getting the shots that they've wanted. Back-to-back times. Thatcher pulls up, fires off to Blakely on the left side. Now Heiser meets it up for the baseline. They'll work it around Thatcher on the right side. Now back to the near side, caught there by Klein for a shot for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets, Garrison Weiss. Up to Jaden Shep, now Fingerson. He'll drop it inside to Bosworth. His tough shot won't go. Kind of out of position underneath the basket. Rebound River Valley. Houston Thatcher's pass knocked away. Jaden Shep gets the steal. Takes it in uncontested and scores. Timeout taken by River Valley. 42-28. River Valley leads Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
River Valley ball after the timeout. 14 minutes remaining in the second half. 42-28 River Valley. Skip pass to Drakenberg. Back top of the wheel it goes. Near side Klein. Ball fake. Drives closer. Kicks it out. Blakely. Right wing. Now left. Drives baseline. Drops it down low. That's Poppy. Poppy, who came in after the timeout, brings it out to the right side. And now Thatcher with the ball. Back to Poppy. Free throw line right. Dumps it off to Klein. River Valley taking some time off between each shot. Hornets playing good D. Thatcher on a drive. Shot no good, but a foul call. Foul marked on Richland Center. Their first foul this half. Caleb Drakenberg had the previous foul for River Valley, and this foul on Richland Center is on Liam Fingerson. That is his first. Houston Thatcher at the line. Shooting two. This one is good. Looking at some scores tonight in area basketball, Lancaster leading Dodgeville 37-29. Ithaca leading DeSoto 27-18. Boys basketball in the first half. Free throw is good by Fetcher. 44-28, River Valley. Hornet basketball, 13-25 remaining in the game. Across the timeline, ball goes to Dosh. Back to Fingerson. Fingerson into Bosworth. Turnaround 10-footer. No good. Tipped around. Last touch by, they say last touch by the Blackhawks. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Got a little discussion from River Valley sideline on that one. And Wes Bosworth will be the inbounder. Bosworth brings it in. Tipped around and out of bounds by Houston Thatcher. Kohler leading Platteville 68-52 second half. Platteville really challenging themselves with some out-of-the-area teams. Ball comes in play. Caught by Dosh. Jaden Shep, deep three on the way. No good. Short. Gets his own miss. Knocked away. Picked up now by Poppy. Up ahead, Blakely. Fires over to Thatcher. For three, it is no good. Rebound by the Hornets. Pulled down by Garrison Weiss. Back to Brady Dosh. 44-28. River Valley leading, 12:51 to go. Jaden Shep in front of the Hornet bench, walks the ball back for the right-hand dribble. Now to the corner, Brady Dosh to Wes Bosworth, leaning in, now tries to get a pass inside, and he's fouled on the play. Foul marked on River Valley. It'll be Richland Center ball on the out-of-bounds line. And the foul is on Caleb Drakenberg. That's his second. So Caleb comes out of the game. Jackson Thatcher, his replacement, and the Hornets bring it in play. Jaden Shep in the corner, behind the back dribble, backs off, fires it back to Fingerson, near side Dosh. Brady with the ball, fires it back to Jaden Shep. Shep with the ball, brings it right down to the baseline, knocked away, and Jackson Thatcher had it. Ball is loose, and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow keeps it with Richland Center. Wrestling action tomorrow will get underway on the air around 10 o'clock. Look forward to bringing all the highlights from the area wrestlers your way for boys wrestling tomorrow. Ball comes in play, caught here on the near side by Shep. Down to the baseline, Dosh. Back to Shep. Shep backs off toward half court. Now swings it over to Liam Fingerson. Liam on a drive, down to the baseline, Brady Dosh. Dosh. Now fires it back to Jaden Shep. Inside Bosworth. Spin move up on the left-hand lay-in. Good. Wes Bosworth makes it 44-30. 14-point lead for River Valley at 11:50 remaining. Thatcher, left side, Blakely. Back it goes to Klein on the right side. River Valley to Jackson Thatcher. Hoppy meets the ball. Free throw line right. Left side, Houston. Thatcher, spin move in the lane, lays it up, no good, but a foul call. Houston does a good job of either getting the basket or forcing the foul, and that's what happened there. It'll be Richland Center's second foul, and this is on Wes Bosworth, only his first. The firm of Meixelsperger and Meixelsperger working the scoreboard tonight at River Valley. Free throw is no good for Houston Thatcher. He'll get another. Into the game, number 10, Sumner Knockreiner for River Valley. Blackhawks attempt to take a 15-point lead now. Houston Thatcher at the line, in the air, and it is good. 45-30, River Valley in the lead, 11.5 minutes to go. Jaden Shep crosses the timeline on the left side, fires to Dosh down low. That's going to be a nice pass from Weiss to Fingerson. Liam shot in the lane is short. Rims out to Brady Dosh. He'll shoot a 10-footer and hit it. Brady Dosh makes it 45-32, River Valley. Houston Thatcher crosses the half-court line. Now to Poppy. Poppy grabs the ball, drives into the lane. Leans now throws it off to the right side. Caught by Klein. Back to the top of the wheel. Jackson Thatcher and Houston Thatcher. And Houston has it near the scorer's table. Throws to Poppy. Give and go low. That's a nice move by Houston Thatcher, and he will score. Well orchestrated there. and makes it 47-32, almost like a football handoff from Poppy at the free throw line. Ball goes near side for the Hornets. Now top of the key, Liam Fingerson. Bosworth challenges low. He's fouled on the way by. Foul on the shot, it looks like. So Richland Center will go to the free throw line. That's River Valley's third foul. And this one is on Sam Poppy. That'll be his second. Going to the free throw line. Wes Bosworth in the air, and it is good. Wes Bosworth, 5 of 6 from the line. 47-33. Ithaca leading DeSoto, 44-31. That's in the second half. Free throw by Bosworth is good. That will make it 47-34. 13-point game. Pass comes in, and River Valley has it. 10:22 to play. Drakenberg is fouled from behind. He caught the pass at the high post and bumped from behind by Garrison Weiss. That will be his third foul. First Hornet with more than two. Lucas Klein will start it in play. Brings it into Jackson Thatcher. Give back to Lucas. Oh, alley-oop down low to Jackson. He scores! Like Johnny and June going to Jackson there with a throw on the assist from Lucas Klein, and that makes it 49-34. Down to the baseline, the Shep brothers. Back to the right side, Brady Dosh lobs it back for Trayton Shep. Shep between the knees dribble, throws it to the corner. Nothing. Trayton Shep, Jaden Shep down low. Garrison back to the corner. Hornets working perimeter against this zone. Drayton grabs it again, throws it inside. Weiss got away for a shot, and there's a foul before the shot. So the foul marked on River Valley will be the team's fourth. Stocks the clock with 9:44 remaining. This is the third foul on Caleb Drakenberg. Hornets get it in. Dosh, near side, Drayton, Shep down low. Garrison Weiss on a move low. Shot no. Bosworth tipped it up good. Hornets drawing a little closer. 49-36, 13-point edge for River Valley. Houston Thatcher crosses the timeline. Left side, Sumner, Knockreiner. Houston on the right side, lobs it inside, knocked away by Trayton. Back to the corner, picked up by River Valley. Houston Thatcher drives all the way near the half-court line and will set it up. Houston looks, fires it. Right side, Knockreiner. Sumner. Fires it now to Caleb Drakenberg. High post, back to Sumner, down to the corner. Held up, and around the wheel it goes. There it's caught. Ball to the far side. Ball fake, Thatcher. Nowhere to go. Fires to Jackson. Right side, River Valley working it. Ball cross court, picked off by Jaden Shep. He'll lay it in. Good for the Hornets. 49-38, Richland Center within 11. It once was 28 separating these teams. Sumner Knockreiner across half court. 8.5 to play. Ball batted loose, but into the hands of Klein. Dishes off to Jackson Thatcher. It won't go on the shot. Rebound Drakenberg back to the corner. River Valley setting it up. There's a foul called on Jaden Shep, which will be his second. Stops the clock with 8:22 to play. Fouls are even at 4. And River Valley will put it in play from right near the bench. Action coming your way tonight, courtesy of area sponsors. Houston Thatcher grabs the inbound pass, walks back toward half court, and sets it up. River Valley in need of a basket. They've been stuck at 49 for a little while. Pass to the corner. Now Klein on a drive in a crowd. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Lucas will go to the free throw line. Foul is on number 40, Garrison Weiss. That will be his fourth. That'll get Kaizen Schwitzenberg up and into the ballgame in just a moment. Klein's free throw is good. That'll make it 50-38. One more coming up for the Blackhawks. Lucas Klein with 5 points. Second one coming up, and it is in. He makes it. 51-38 ball game score. River Valley with the lead. Richland Center with the ball, and it's going to be lost by the Hornets at midcourt. Picked up. Now they'll flip it to Knockreiner. Shot blocked by Schwitzenberg. Going for the block, and they're going to call him for a foul. It'll be a shooting foul, and River Valley will go to the free throw line once again. Sumner Knockreiner has not shot free throws. This foul on Schwitzenberg, they've got that as four. Free throw in the air for River Valley, and that is no good. One more coming for Sumner. Quincy Blakely is in for Houston Thatcher, who gets a bit of a breather. Second throw now for Knockreiner. In the air, and it is good. Sumner sinks it. That makes it 52-38. River Valley building back a little bit of a lead. Jaden Shep across half court for the Hornets. Under 8 minutes to play. Brady Dosh right wing. Back to Jaden on the left. Now Brady right down to the baseline. Trayton Shep. Kaizen Schwitzenberg low post. Kicks it over to Bosworth. Coming down the lane. Shot no. Foul Schwitzenberg. No, he gets it back. Kicks it out to the left side. Jaden Shep for three. No good. Jackson Thatcher rebounds. Bringing it. Three on two. Dumps it low. And it's picked up by Blakely. He's fouled on the shot. Quincy Blakely going to the line to shoot two with 7:34 to go. Foul called on the Hornets, Trayton Shep. And for Trayton, that's only his first foul. Going to the line, Quincy Blakely. First free throw is good. 53-38. One more for the Blackhawks. In the air, that one is good. 54-38, River Valley starting to build its resume again. Hornets trying to get back on track here. They had it down to 11 not long ago. Trayton Shep, Jaden Shep, overload far side, back to Dosh on the right wing. Airmails it back to Jaden. Jaden with a quick move, 16-footer on the rim, no good. Tipped around and a foul called on the floor against River Valley. That'll be River Valley's fifth foul. Stops the clock with 7:17 remaining tonight in area basketball. River Ridge has defeated Judah 91-43 in boys basketball. GET over Viroqua 54-46. Kohler has beaten Platteville 81-68. Filney flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Brady Dosh challenges low, leans in, and scores. Hornets' first field goal in a while. Back to a 14-pointer, 54-40, River Valley. 7 minutes to go. Ball across the timeline. Klein goes left side, Knockreiner. Back to Jackson Thatcher. Now to Lucas Klein. Pass comes back to Knockreiner. Down to the baseline, Blakely. Back to Knockreiner. He'll drive. Up from there, knocked away by Trayton Shep. And a foul is called. Ball went out of bounds. And maybe no foul. Looks like the ball is just going to be put in play here in a moment. In for the Blackhawks will be Houston Thatcher. And then Sam Poppy will join us as well. He's out on the floor. So inbounding the basketball will be Houston Thatcher. River Valley has the ball on the baseline underneath its own basket. 6:41 to play. Thatcher fires it in play. Picked off by Jaden Shep. Shep dribbles on the sideline out of bounds. Almost got it. Ball goes into the stands, and it will come back to River Valley. Hornets putting on some pressure here down the stretch. River Valley leading by 14. Pass comes in play to Houston Thatcher. Thatcher in the backcourt. Walks it across the half-court line, moves to the left side, stops, whips it inside. Jaden Shep gets the steal. There's a scramble for it, and a foul called on the loose ball, it looks like. We're going to mark that on River Valley, it looks like. That'll be on Lucas Klein, and that will be his third. Richland Center basketball, 6:25 to go. River Valley 54, Richland Center 40. Liam Fingerson. Down low, down into Kaizen Schwitzenberg land. Shot of the way, no good. Rebound Jackson Thatcher of River Valley. And the Blackhawks take it back the other way. Houston Thatcher crosses the timeline. Moves left, fires off to Jackson. Down to the baseline, Blakely. Back to Jackson. Hoppy meets it on the right wing. Hawks with 6 minutes to go and a 14-point lead. Pass goes right side to Blakely. Blakely pivots. Now Poppy just in front of the bench. Poppy with a move, down low, nothing. Fires it back out to Blakely. Blakely on a drive, down deep, looks, spins, fires near side Klein. Lucas got around the defender and is fouled on the way by. He will go to the free throw line. That'll be the eighth on Richland Center. Lucas Klein, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Ithaca boys leading DeSoto, 43-38, second half. Tough matchup tonight at Ithaca. Free throw is on the rim, and it walks in for Lucas Klein. River Valley now leading by 15, 55-40. Darlington leads Boscobel, 63-32, second half, boys basketball. Second free throw in the air. That one is good. Some money throws for Lucas Klein. 56-40 in favor of the Blackhawks. 5:38 to play. Jaden Shep weaves his way all the way to the other end. Fires off to Brady Dosh. Dosh on a drive. A little rainbow up and good in the lane. Brady Dosh makes it 56-42. River Valley pressure to the backcourt. Houston Thatcher brings it across half court now and sets up on the right wing. Ball poked loose, but now he goes to get it near the free throw line. Now drives. He's against the double team. Throws it off to Klein. Klein on the right side. Skips it back for Jackson Thatcher. Near side Blakely. Blakely is cut off by Schwitzenberg. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to Houston Thatcher as we hit 5 minutes to play. Thatcher, right side for Klein. Down low. Poppy skips into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It is good for Blakely. His second triple. Timeout for River Valley. They are back in front, 59-42. Area boys basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Nice crowd on hand tonight at River Valley enjoying this one, and certainly some good stuff along the way here tonight as we keep you company with Friday Night Live. The mascots were going at it again, the Hawk and the Hornet during halftime, or during the timeout, I should say, and both teams certainly enjoying that, but they had to break it up. Eric Briel, the enforcer. Back to action now. Here we go. Richland Center with the basketball, and they'll bring it in play. Off to the near side. Jaden Shep, Liam Fingerson, Bosworth in the lane. Crashes in with a shot, no good. Foul called, and that'll be on Poppy. Sam picks up his third, and Wes Bosworth goes to the line. River Valley with 7 fouls. This will be a 2 free throw situation. Wes, 6 of 7 from the line. Free throw is no good. He'll get one more. Trayton Shep is in for Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Second throw now for Wes Bosworth. This one in the air, and that one is good. Bosworth sinks it down. That makes it 59-43. Richland Center with the basketball and knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by River Valley. Klein with the basketball. Hornets almost got a steal. Ball comes back to the middle, and Blakely is fouled on the way by Trayton Shep. Stops the clock with 4:29 to play. And shooting now will be Quincy Blakely. Second foul on Trayton Shep. Gets the ball from the official. Quincy Blakely takes free throw number one. It is short. Rebound Hornets. All black and orange jerseys under there. Bosworth brings it out to Jaden Shep. Shep, top of the circle, left side dash in front of the Richland center bench. Throws it into a crowd. Liam Fingerson gets away. Hop step low. Shot on the way, and it won't go. Rebound Bosworth. Up, no go to the putback. Rebound rolls out now to Dosh, and the Hornets set it again. Jaden Shep, spin move in the lane, fires back to Dosh. Now Shep, near side Jaden, three on the way, no good. Rebound by Klein, and he is pushed near the out-of-bounds line as the ball rolled to the out-of-bounds area at the scorer's table. We're going to get Brady Dosh on a foul. That'll be his third. Team's seventh. I make that team's 10th. River Valley with 7. Going to the free throw line will be Lucas Klein. 4 of 5 tonight. River Valley leading by 16. Just less than 4 minutes remaining. Free throw is on the rim and it walks in. 60 to 43. River Valley building it back up now to 17. Hornets had it trimmed to 11 a little while ago. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound by Wes Bosworth now. He'll get it back the other way. Ball comes up the sideline to Jaden Shep. Hornets set it up down by 17. Jaden near side dash open for a three on the way. No good. Rebound. They're crashing for it. Couple of players going for it. Ball rolls loose. Picked up nailed by Klein and Lucas in the backcourt. Klein across half court. Jackson Thatcher down to Blakely. Skips it out. Throws it away. Looking for Houston Thatcher. It'll be Richland Center basketball. So Richland Center will inbound. The Blackhawks fall back into their press from half court or a half court trap. Pass to the right side. Dosh. River Valley primarily in a zone defense all game. It's been effective. Down to the baseline. Jaden Shep. Trayton Shep now. Liam Fingerson is pushed from behind and fouled. Sam Poppy picks up his fourth. Stops the clock with 3:16 remaining. Into the game for River Valley, number 15, Caleb Drakenberg. Sam Poppy checks out. Liam Fingerson at the free throw line. He is 2 for 2, 4 points total. This one in the air, and that one is good. 60 to 44. One more coming up for Liam. Gets the ball back from the official. The junior takes aim. This one is good. So Fingerson money on the free throws. Back to a 15-point game. 60 to 45 River Valley. Ball stolen by the Hornets. Knocked away by Trayton Shep. Dosh speeding down low and he scores. 13-point game. 60 to 47 River Valley. 3 minutes to play. Houston Thatcher to Jackson Thatcher. Lost the handle. Swings it over now to Drakenberg. Caleb back in. Ball picked off now by Jaden Shep. Brings it down the boulevard, lays it in. Good. Jaden Shep and the Hornets crawling back in. It's 11 again. Boy, what a ball game. 2:42 to go, 60 to 49 River Valley. Quincy Blakely, Jackson Thatcher down the boulevard. He will score. 62-49 River Valley. Near side, Bosworth drives low, dumps it in, scores, and he is fouled. Wes Bosworth goes to the free throw line. Big finish tonight at River Valley. 2:26 to play. Bosworth can bring the Hornets to within 10 points. Foul is on Caleb Drakenberg. He's just fouled out of the game with 2:26 to play. And a really big first half. All of his points in the first half with 14. And has played through some foul trouble here in the second half. Bosworth. Free throw in the air and no good. Rebound Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher back to Klein. 2:21 to play. 11-point game. Stolen. Jaden Shep lays it in. Good. 62-53. Here come the Hornets. Great defense. Ball comes up the half court. Poppy, Jackson Thatcher. Low shot. Good. Big basket for River Valley. And a timeout. 2:04 to go. 64-53. River Valley timeout with 2:04 to go on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values. Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Richland Center has had quite a comeback. They've used a lot of energy, had it down to 9 points just a little bit ago. But now the Hawks have scored. It's back to 11. Hornets ball after the timeout. Trayton Shep down to Fingerson. Liam going low, nothing. Back to Trayton. A long one on the way and good for two. Trayton Shep nails a two. Back to a 9-point game. 64-55. River Valley, a minute 45 remaining. Ball in the backcourt for Houston Thatcher. Whips it across to Sam Poppy. Left side, Klein. Klein on the dribble drive. Nowhere to go. Needs some help. Great defense. Ball comes back to Thatcher. A minute and a half, and he's fouled. Foul called on Jaden Shep, which will be his third. And the ball will be at the free throw line for Houston Thatcher. 64-55. Big free throws. This one is good. One more coming up. 65-55, River Valley. Second one in the air, and that one is short. And the rebound by Wes Bosworth. 10-point game, a minute 29. Bosworth, near side, Shep, down to the baseline. Looks nothing. Back to Trayton. Now Jaden. Three in the corner, falling away, no good. Bosworth, put back, good. Wes Bosworth, and the Hornets take a timeout. It's down to an 8-point game. 65-57, River Valley, 1:19 to go. River Valley hoping they have enough in the tank. The Hornets have been making a mad comeback in this one. We'll have more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
A minute 19 to go. Richland Center has drug itself back into this game. Once down 28, they are down by 8. 1:19 to play here in the game. River Valley basketball. They have to bring it length of the floor. They've got Klein, the inbounder. Thatcher ahead of him and Quincy Blakely as well. Hornets in the man-to-man full court. Pass comes in play, almost knocked away. Trayton did knock it, picked up by Houston Thatcher. River Valley keeps it. Houston, baseline, drives through, and then all the way back to the half-court line, and he's fouled on the way by. Foul marked on Trayton Shep. That will be his third, and Houston Thatcher back at the line. He is 4 of 8, shooting from the free throw line, and will take aim here with a minute 11 remaining here in the ballgame. Houston, a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and it is good. Back to an 9-point game. I was on the math team. 66-57. This one in the air, and that one is good. So Houston Thatcher makes a couple of free throws. It's back to a 10-point game. Hornet ball, 1:07 to go. Jaden Shep drives deep. Here's a long two on the way. Good. Jaden Shep keeps it going. 67-59, under a minute remaining. River Valley ball. Houston Thatcher lobs it across, caught by Blakely. Blakely back to Houston Thatcher. Houston now rolls it off the right side. There's a foul called on the Hornets. Stops the clock with 44 seconds to play. 8-point game. Home of the Hornet helps with the basketball, retrieving it, and now at the free throw line again, Houston Thatcher just made two moments ago. And with the double bonus, will be guaranteed two right here. So gets the ball from the official. Houston Thatcher with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is no good. He'll get a second throw now. Gets the ball back from the official. In the air with that one, and that one is good. Money time, and it's back to a 68-59 lead for River Valley. 44 seconds to play. Jaden Shep on the right wing. To Bosworth, just inside the top of the key. Back to Trayton Shep. Ball fake, back to Jaden Shep. 35 seconds. Ball knocked away. River Valley, Klein with a steal, and a foul called on the Hornets. Big play defensively for Lucas Klein. And the foul is marked, and Lucas will shoot free throws. Both these teams, I think, are going to be pretty tired tonight. It's been a battle royale throughout. The Hornets have used so much energy getting back into it after River Valley could do no wrong in that first half. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Lucas Klein, 6 of 7 from the line. It's back to a 10-point game. 69-59 with 31 seconds to play. This one in the air, that one is no good. And it rims out, rebound Hornets. Back it is to Jaden Shep. Shep, left side dodge, 25 seconds. Brady on a drive, scoops it nothing. And it's picked up by Jackson Thatcher. Airmails it the other way to Klein. Now Houston Thatcher with 17 seconds. Back to the right side, Poppy wide open. Back to Thatcher. Jackson scores. And it's 71-59. River Valley, long three for Jaden Shep, no good. Rebound River Valley with 5 seconds and a foul call with 3.5 seconds on Liam Fingerson. All in the final score now. River Valley surviving here and making some shots and some free throws when it counted. Poppy playing tonight, playing through injury. He goes to the free throw line. He has a 3-pointer, that's all tonight. First trip to the free throw line. This one is no good. He'll get one more. Second free throw coming up. Just 3.5 seconds left in this one. This one in. This is on the rim, and that is good. That'll make it 72-59. Hornets will inbound. Jaden Shep up near half court. Half court bomb on the way, and no good at the buzzer, and that will do it. River Valley with a win, 72-59. The season series is even at 1. Good effort tonight by the Blackhawks as they get it done against the visiting Hornets in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. We'll be back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Time for a Duncan Awards turning point of the game, and we go with the free throw shooting of Houston Thatcher, though he struggled later, but he hit some free throws when it really mattered and kept his team in the lead. And then also the defensive play by Lucas Klein gets a steal right there at the end of the ball game and gets the ball back at the free throw line, makes some free throws, and keeps the Blackhawks on top and Richland Center at bay. But the Hornets drug it all the way back to within 8 points here tonight after being down by 28 in the first half. But some great plays. Houston Thatcher and Lucas Klein lead the way. Make the most of your run when you go to Dunkin' in Richland Center. Join Dunkin' Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. More of the postgame show is coming up next on WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Years you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hello. My name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. The Blackhawks get the win against Richland Center, avenging an earlier in the season loss, 72-59, the final score. The game was 39-22 River Valley at halftime. The Blackhawks had led at one point in this one. Their biggest lead was 35-7. So you look at how close it was at the end. It's just unbelievable that the Hornets got back in this one as they did, but they did. Played a much better second half, and their defense maybe forced River Valley maybe into some more uncomfortable shots. But nonetheless, both teams put it out there. It wound up to be an entertaining game here on both sides. The Hornets, though, for them, unfortunately, unable to get the win, but the Blackhawks, fortunately, getting the victory, improving to 4-3 and 9-8 overall. They're led by Caleb Drachenberg, who had 14, all in the first half. He could do no wrong in that first half. And Houston Thatcher adds 14 points, 9 of those in the second half. 11 for Jackson Thatcher, 10 by Lucas Klein, 13 for Quincy Blakely. He came up big tonight as well. 4 points by Sam Poppy. Again, injured. Wasn't sure if he was going to play, but he did. And comes through and leads them well. Caden Plumlee and Sumner Knockreiner with 3 points apiece. Leading the way for Richland Center on the night, 19 for Wes Bosworth, 15 of those in the second half. Jaden Shep, 18. He had 10 of those in the second half. Brady Dosh with 11, and Brady had 9 of those. To make that 8 of those in the second half. 6 for Liam Fingerson, and 5 by Trayton Shep. River Valley makes 5 three-pointers. Quincy Blakely had 2 of them. But more importantly, 21 points from the free throw line for River Valley, 21 of 32 shooting. Four total threes for the Richland Center Hornets, and they are 11 for 16 from the free throw line. Richland Center won the earlier game tonight, the JV one game, 69-59. The Richland Center JV get the victory. Looking at some other scores here for the final night on the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Wazika Steuben girls over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 67-21. Second victory in as many nights for the coach and Wazika Steuben. Good job there by Coach McCulloch. And then Ithaca boys get a win, 58-52 over DeSoto. Lancaster boys get the win against Dodgeville, 76-69. Sparta over Viroqua in girls basketball, 51-44. Sauk Prairie 70, Portage 28. Darlington beat Boscobel in girls basketball, 71-34. The Ithaca girls started off the night with a victory way back when, very early contest tonight, as they won 53-48 in girls basketball over DeSoto. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. Well, next up, the Hornets will be going to Sparta tomorrow. There was some question about